Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
At any point in the Brewers front office, was George Webb hamburgers mentioned?
I mean, we talk about that every day. I don't know. I mean, we don't have to wait for a winning streak, so we're always about George Webb here.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. On the line with us is Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
I'm not sure if this holds true for GMs. I know for coaches, for managers, in any sport, at any level, they historically mispronounce everyone's name. So I don't know if you're the guy to ask, but is it Mizorowski or Mizorowski?
I think it's Mizorowski. You know, I've been in enough draft rooms where you can really screw up a name you're not familiar with. And so, yeah, that happens all the time, even at the highest level. And so I'm pretty sure it's Mizorowski, but yeah, we usually just call him Miz.
Yeah, we'll just call him Miz. That works, right? All right, so yeah. This guy can throw 100 miles per hour, 103 mile per hour fastball. How is it when you can throw that well and throw something with that much velocity? How much does that impact the other pitches he throws? Like, does that make his other stuff even more devastating when he knows he can throw 103 mile per hour fastball?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Anytime you have that in your back pocket, it just all of your other weapons can play up from that. And so just to have that to go to whenever he wants is pretty special. And certainly his ability to throw his cutter, his breaking balls, other pitches around that, are tremendous weapons when he's able to complement that with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, for sure.
Bringing it up, as Mizorowski is expected to get his first major league start tonight against the Cardinals at American Family Field. Matt, what went into your thought process, your decision-making here as to why we're seeing him right now as opposed to a month ago, as opposed to making the opening day roster?
Yeah, I think a lot of ingredients, and sometimes it's not just about the performance, it's about the person and the combination of reports that we're getting from our scouts and our coaches and, how we think that they will handle the moment. And I think he's checked all those boxes and he's done a great job here. And of course, he's going to have inconsistencies, just like we've seen from great pitchers we've had here, like Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta. But that's going to happen, I think, for any young pitcher. But again, he's done a tremendous job just consistently getting more consistent at the AAA level. And we hope he can carry that success into his big league performance tonight and beyond.
So the decision means moving Aaron Civale to the bullpen. I guess two-part question. Why Civale to the bullpen? And we imagine he didn't take that very well.
No, sir, certainly. I mean, look, he has a really good track record here with us and around the league. He was really good for us last year. We traded for him, and he's done a really nice job here. And I think he's actually very well equipped to handle this role for us. He pitched in the bullpen in the playoffs last year and did a nice job for us. So he has some experience doing that. And we think his ability to potentially do that, for multiple innings, like we've seen with other guys in the bullpen, I think is a potential strength for us.
Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold is on the line with us. What's going on with Yelly? Out a couple of games now. He took that hard shot or the hard pitch off of his hand. Everybody thought he was going to sit out a game. He didn't. He came in and had a great game the following day. But is that still a holdover from that, Matt, or something new going on?
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. It's from that pitch, and it's still pretty swollen for him, and just had a little trouble getting the swing through consistently, and just wanted to take a couple days off, and always want to be cautious with him because, again, not that long ago he was, tearing the cover off the ball, player of the week, all those good things. So we just want to make sure he's in a good spot health wise and ready to help us here in the second half.
This Miz kid, not to get back to him, but he seems like a pretty interesting aw shucks kind of fella, enough where he didn't even have his manager. He didn't have Rick Sweet's phone number. So Sweet called him to tell him he was coming up to the bigs and he didn't even know who he was.
Boot, this Miz, leave a message.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a pretty simple approach and it's firm fastball moving forward, And I think that's, you know, it's what you see is what you get. And he's a great kid. You know, he went to the same school as Aaron Ashby. And if you know Ash, he's just one of the best people you'll ever be around. I think Miz is in that same bucket. Just really, really good person and hard worker, you know, and just about just trying to help the team and you know, really, really proud of everything that he's accomplished here.
Matt, I don't know if you're the right guy to ask about this, but I was at the game yesterday, and one bone of contention is I think
– other than the game itself?
Well, right. I would have preferred we won. Is a healthy crowd, too, by the way. Really nice crowd for Wednesday afternoon. I think they got it wrong in the sausage race, man. I don't think the Polish won that race.
Interesting.
I don't know how closely you watched that moment in the middle of the sixth.
I did not bear down on that part
of it.
What I think we could do is maybe, you know, we have the headset. You could challenge. I don't know if you could. I'll talk to Murph and see if he can throw a challenge out there on the sausage race, and we'll call New York and get it confirmed. We'll
Murph would lose his mind if I brought up the sausage race to him. He'd never do this show again. Jeez, you clowns. Find something else.
You should ask him.
I'm telling you, well, it's unclear. I mean, the cow was out there for Dairy Month. One of them was holding the end stripe, and the Polish was declared the winner. But I've looked at the replay multiple times, and I think it's hot dog by a nose.
Wow.
Interesting. Possible conspiracy here. You never know.
I don't know what you guys are doing over there, yeah, with that race, but we're on to you.
Go get it tonight.
Good. We'll look into it. All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, Matt. 8:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.